The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope you're having a great day thus far. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm JC.
And don't forget, you can watch us on YouTube. You can watch the full episode if you didn't take our advice from a couple episodes ago and you have to watch something while you eat lunch.
We can be your entertainment while you eat lunch, we'll or dinner, or breakfast, or whatever you want.
We'll make sure you don't think your own thoughts.
Exactly.
And keep you numb. So, happy to be here with you.
Welcome back. Happy Tuesday. It's a new week.
We are wearing the same outfits. I want to address that first.
If you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah, if you're watching on YouTube. And it's not because we just love these outfits. We're matching a little bit, okay? And I just feel like we have to say that.
For Chelsea's maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
Coming soon. So yeah. We're trying to get ahead of things.
Yes.
We're going to do a fun, little chatty episode today. We wanted to do some March manifestations. And this is kind of going to go all over the board. We wanted to talk about personal things that we want to happen this month or like maybe in the next little bit in our own personal lives. Things we're putting out into the universe to happen for maybe not for us personally, but just in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then also some like maybe pop culture predictions
that
we think could also happen. We're manifesting.
We're manifesting all
and
month.
I cannot believe it's March. I know. I know. We always say it.
Seemed like a quick month.
But that was insane. Mm-hmm. Like when it was March 1st, I was shook beyond measure. I couldn't believe it.
I know. And we even got an extra day in February than we usually do.
Yeah. That was a quick one.
I have a very exciting announcement.
What?
I think you already know this, but I officially am on Famous Birthdays now.
I don't think I knew that.
Yep, that's true, you guys. I've made it.
Did they reach out?
I've made it. Yes, they did. And
slay.
I saw a DM from Famous Birthdays and I was like, oh, which really I don't think is that big of a deal. But to me, growing up, like my age, I feel like that was just like it. If you're on Famous Birthdays, you were literally famous.
You know what? I was just thinking that because a lot of my friends are influencers, if I ever forget their birthday, I can just Google their birthday.
True.
And it's like just comes up on Famous Birthdays or like on a
true.
It's on a search. I did it the other day for one of my friends.
I'm
I was like, wait, what day's her birthday? I knew the range, but I couldn't remember the specific day.
Yeah.
Literally just Googled her name and her birthday. And I was like, perfect. I mean, you could also like go on
now
Facebook.
Now you can Google mine.
That's going to be great for me.
I know.
As if I would ever forget your birthday.
Yeah. Anyways, I thought that was important to tell everybody.
That's very
that I
important.
Finally made it. And I was just reading. I'm like, wow, this is really crazy that I
want to look it up.
Oh, yeah. Look it up. Read it and weep, people.
Wow. You've officially made it.
I officially made it. It says I'm a TikTok star. I said,
slay.
Okay.
A TikTok star. Chelsea Jade Curtis, a TikTok star, social media personality.
Yeah. They
wow.
It's weird that someone wrote something about me. Like they perceived me and wrote something about me. I was like, okay, thank you.
They also, okay, associated with Caitlin Nolan.
I know. It was like they had a picture together. I'm like, okay.
What about me?
We should
be associated.
You're in there.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, a co-host of the What We Said podcast along with, I'm like, if anyone, we should be associated together
here.
Wait, let me see. I don't know if, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my association is completely random too.
Yeah.
Like someone I actually don't even know. It's like they've both worked with models as portrait photographers. You know when they, it's really humbling when they say like the number of most popular
you are
and you're like literally the
like 20,000th.
You're like, okay, humbled. That is so funny. Well, I do feel like Famous Birthdays is accurate. Like some other websites that I'll see are not accurate with like, I've seen it of myself even. It'll be like, JC lives, I can't even think, or like JC's from Utah, and I'm like, what? Or it'll be like, just say inaccurate, completely inaccurate information. But I do feel like Famous Birthdays, like maybe they do their due diligence. Like I feel like the day is always right at least.
Yeah, they all of my info was correct, and they didn't even ask me. They just said she has a sister.
That's what I saw. None of the other siblings are mentioned.
Abby, just she has a sister. Doesn't even name her. Just she has a sister.
She does have a sister.
That is so funny.
Slay.
Anyways, that's my major life
update.
Our
famous queen. That is so funny.
Thank you, everybody.
Wait, so did they reach out and interview you? Here. Like, did they say, like, answer these questions?
No.
Oh, okay. They just added you to, like, the database or whatever?
Yeah, she basically was just like, or I just assumed it's a girl, but like, hey, we want to add you. Like, can we use your photos? I was like, sure. I was trying to act cool. I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Fine. Wait, I just realized I don't know what I'm off it now.
Yeah.
Your photo was cute that they used mine. I don't know. I can't even think of what mine was. I'm like, did they even have a photo?
Yeah.
Interesting. Slay. Your birthday's coming up.
I know. I can't even think about it.
You don't even care.
No, I don't
It's just
care.
Not the time.
No. It's just, I can't even think about it. I'm trying to. This is part of what we can get into. This is my manifestations for March is I'm trying to prep the next couple months of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have a couple things coming up, not even work related or anything like that, just normal things mm-hmm. that I'm trying to streamline so I don't have to worry about them postpartum or when I'm getting really close because my nesting urges are dwindling day by day.
Dying.
The energy I had, this is my advice for you and for anyone else if they're in they start to feel the nesting urge. Take advantage of every moment
of it.
Yeah. And I feel like I did. I was going crazy. But now I'm just like, okay, I can feel it slowly starting to turn into physical nesting where I want to be on the bed.
In a nest.
Yeah. So my birthday, I've been like, okay, I maybe like let's plan something. But I don't want to be crazy because I'll be so new postpartum. I have my brother's wedding shortly after. So I'm like trying to just get everything, you know,
now
prepared.
Let's talk about that because what are you doing about your outfit for that wedding?
I have no clue. That's what I'm
like
trying
something
to figure
you're trying
out.
To prep.
Yeah. I'll be pretty freshly postpartum, which, you know, I'm just trying to figure out how I can wear a dress that's not too revealing. Not even like, oh, my stomach or anything like that. Because I will be wearing a pad and I will be wearing like special underwear. Like
it can't be like a skin tight dress. It won't even be comfortable.
And I don't want to, and it has to be breastfeeding. You know, I'm going to be breastfeeding, hopefully. So it has to be easily taken off the top at least.
Yeah, there's like a lot of requirements.
So that's what I'm trying to figure out because I don't want to be stressed about that. So
I'm already stressed because Leif and I are in Delaney and Clay's wedding and I will be very pregnant.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to.
No,
I have no idea what size I'll be.
I know.
At that point, they're like trying to figure out bridesmaids' measurements. They're like, oh, send your measurements. And I'm like, I have no idea like what my body is going to be like at that point.
I know.
It is going to be something I've never experienced, completely different. And it's like this custom dress. I'm like, which maybe is good that it's custom, I guess.
Yeah, at least it's custom.
But I'm like, there's no telling. Like,
no,
I feel like every
week
it'll change.
Yeah, you don't know.
Can't wait to be in all the photos next to Kemper with a six pack.
Not to be negative, but the problem with where I'm at in pregnancy at the end is it's not that, yes, your stomach is big, but the rest of your body, at least for me, this
just
is how
like
it's
bloated
been.
And it's puffy.
Yeah. The swelling really starts for me like around this time. And you just start feeling like nothing is comfortable.
Yeah.
And everything's tugging or pulling or sitting weird, but you don't want to buy new clothes for like just the next couple weeks or something. So good luck.
Oh, I keep reminding myself like the wedding's not about me. I'm like,
exactly,
oh my gosh, the wedding. Like,
but,
like what am I going to? Yeah. But I'm just like, I just got to roll with the punches.
Yeah.
It's literally not about me. And it will be so exciting and so fun to go to. So I just need to focus on that. I truly am just like worried about the dress fitting and like wondering how I'm going to deal with all that because I do feel like the closer it gets to me having the baby, it will be like I said, I just assume it will literally, my size will change like every week.
Yeah.
it'll just be like a little bigger, a little puffier.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to plan ahead and be like,
definitely.
Oh, in 3 months, like, what is my stomach going to look like? I have no idea.
Yeah. And it depends. It totally depends. Wait, did you say you know what the dress looks like?
No, I actually don't. Material? Yet. I don't know the material or anything about it, but I think they're all going to be like the same.
Yeah.
Or similar. And so they're saying send your measurements, but I'm like,
I don't know
what my measurements are.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people run into this issue where it's like they're pregnant and they have to go to a wedding. So clearly
it can be done. For
I
sure.
just don't know. I've never been in this situation. So we'll see.
It is really hard to.
But even postpartum, yes. It's like.
Yeah, I have no clue.
You have no clue how you're going to feel, what it's going to feel like or fit like. You just need something like flowy.
Yeah, I know. And I've been looking. It's not looking good.
Staying tuned.
It's not looking good.
Staying tuned for our journeys and us looking absolutely heinous at all of our the most important people in our lives' weddings.
Awesome. Literally. It's okay. You're right. It's not about us.
It's not. Not at all.
But do I like feeling uncomfortable and ugly all day? No.
All of her bridesmaids dropped it gorgeous. I'm like, that's fun. And I will be a whale. Incredible. No, I'm genuinely so excited for the wedding. And I would rather be in it and be a part of it than not, like.
Exactly.
Not just because I can have a stomach. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
People do this all the time.
It'll all work out.
It'll be fine.
But if we get one comment on any photos.
If one comment on that photo is saying something about me being puffy, you are dead to me. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I feel like a lot of us just feel like there's not enough hours in the day and we wish we had more time. But what would you do if you did have an extra hour in your day? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. I feel like therapy is something that a lot of people maybe just put off doing because it seems like a hassle or, you know, you feel like you don't have time for it, but it can help you find what matters to you so that you can do more of it. So it can kind of be something that maybe it takes you a second to set up finding a therapist and all of that. But then once you do, it frees up more of your other life and your mental capacity to do other things, which is amazing. BetterHelp has been a sponsor of our podcast for so long. I feel like it's really nice to not have to physically go into a therapist's office. I feel like that's kind of the daunting nature of therapy in general, is knowing that you need to like find someone. First of all, you don't have a recommendation to go off of a lot of the time. And then you have to physically, you know, make time for it, drive to it, find someone near you that you connect with. And BetterHelp kind of just makes it a more seamless process, which is really nice.
I've definitely never shied away from talking about how much therapy has helped me in different times of my life. And I just feel like it's really important if you are, you know, not only maybe you've experienced something major, some major trauma, but it's also for people who are just struggling to set boundaries or they want to learn positive coping skills. And therapy can just really empower you to be the best version of yourself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatwesaid today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
You guys, sometimes the shorter days mean it's time to focus on getting vitamin D in your diet. 97% of women ages 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet. When I got some blood work done, this was years ago. It was actually before I was even taking like any supplements or anything. That was the only result that I got that was like low in my blood work was vitamin D. So I can attest to this. Rituals Essential for Women 18 plus was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% in a clinical study. So Ritual has a clinically backed multivitamin for women 18 plus with high quality and traceable key ingredients in clean bioavailable forms. There's 9 key nutrients in 2 delayed release capsules per day that optimizes your body's absorption. It's gentle on an empty stomach with a minty essence that helps taking your multivitamins actually enjoyable. This is something I really appreciate about Ritual, is the aftertaste and the fact that it is gentle on an empty stomach. So you can have it in the morning with or without your breakfast, but it just doesn't taste bad and it's easy on the stomach.
Ritual's Essential for Women is USP verified, so you know you can trust what you're putting in your body. Only about 1% of supplement brands on the market have the USP verified mark, which shows the product contains the ingredients actually listed on the label. Ritual multivitamins are vegan, non-GMO, project verified, gluten and major allergen free, certified B Corp, and made traceable. We both have been taking Ritual for years now through different stages of life. Right now I take their prenatal, but before I was trying to get pregnant or was pregnant, I would take their multivitamin for women 18 plus, and it's really easy to just pop those two capsules in the morning with your breakfast and you're set for the day. No more shady business. Rituals Essential for Women 18 plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/whatwesaid. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/whatwesaid for 25% off.
I wanted to talk about Love is Blind, but again, we run into the same issue where it's going to be just like...
I know. I want to see We haven't seen the weddings at this point.
No. We're like a day behind seeing that, or a few days behind, but... Or from that coming out. But I just wanted to say, like, why are they all acting like they're going to get married?
I know. We were like, there's no way that any of them are getting married. All of them. Well, besides Jeremy and Laura, obviously, but...
But I'm like, they are either... really playing us, or because I feel like in past seasons you can kind of be like they probably won't, like even just by their body language or their demeanor and the way they're talking leading up to the wedding, you're like, oh, they'll probably not. I feel like all of them, like I was definitely like, oh, Chelsea and Jimmy, not a chance. Like, what's their faces? Even AD and Clay, I was like, oh, probably not. Like, he'll probably say no.
AD and Clay will.
That's what I'm thinking now. I'm like, wait, I feel like they're all like, the way at least the show is portraying them each, it looks like they're all going to say yes. I'm so confused. Besides Jeremy and whatever.
It always shocks me, though, who says no. I will say. That's the best part of Love is Blind, is sometimes someone really surprises you by, you think that they're all for it, and then at the altar they say no.
You know who is still married?
Who?
Who I just can't even comprehend.
Who?
From Love is Blind. Like, is his name Kwame? Milton? Like Milton or Milton or whatever.
From last season?
Yes. Him and that girl. I can't remember her name either.
I forgot they actually got married.
She has like the curly hair.
Yeah.
They're married? They're married. And they're still like, they post together literally every day. They're like, love you so much. I'm like, what?
Really? Really?
I am shocked. I thought they were the worst match. Like when they were dating, I was like, you cannot say yes.
No.
I mean, granted, it's only been, what, like 2 years that they've been married, but still.
Wait, okay, so who are the three weddings? Jimmy and Chelsea, AD and Clay.
And then what's her face? Amy and the boring ones that I feel like they'll say
yes. Oh, yeah. What's his name?
I forgot.
Bobby something? I don't remember.
But they're actually like...
I see them making it more than the other ones. I see them making it.
Yeah. I feel like they actually like love each other and they're cute. But...
He's so scared of kids.
That man... Like, wear a condom.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Why is he?
Because he doesn't trust condoms. He's like so distrusting of everything. He's basically like, you have to be on birth control. Like, we cannot. But also, it's like, there are certain times of the month. I mean, I guess, yeah, you never know. But it's like, there are certain times of the month.
You'd be pretty safe.
Really safe to have sex with a condom.
Yeah.
Like.
I mean, again, that's very personal. So it's like, if that's what they want to do, then by all means.
And she's fine with it, but.
Yeah, it's fine. But every conversation, also with Clay being like, I'm scared I'll cheat. I'm like, if you say that one more time, I'd be like, okay, now I'm scared too. Like,
yeah.
Just because you grew up because his dad cheated or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, every man I know has cheated.
It's like, awesome.
Oh.
Well, first of all, that's concerning. But also, I guess, I've never been in that situation, but it's like, pretty easy. Just don't cheat.
Just
like,
don't touch another woman. Don't talk to another girl.
If I was AD, I'd be like, okay. The fact you brought it up five times, I'm like, everything's great with you. Like, everything's perfect. I'm just scared I'll cheat. Oh.
I will never let you out of my sight,
sir. It's like, now I have no trust in you if you don't even trust yourself.
No.
That's so bizarre to me.
That's terrifying.
They seem like cute together and like they mesh, but at the same time, there's a few little things where I'm like,
he definitely has some red flags. However, I do think one of his redeeming qualities is he talks a lot and sometimes like.
Wait, can I say one of his red flags?
Yeah.
Wait, did you just say his? Okay. Well, a red flag was they were talking about having kids. He's like, I'm so excited to have kids. I'm going to be the best dad. Like, I'm so excited for that. And I'm like, that was interesting. Like, not that I don't think it's great to think you're going to be a great parent, but and maybe it was cut out, but it's like, I found it interesting he didn't say anything about her being a great mom or like, we'll be great parents together. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like he, I don't want to use the word narcissistic, but I feel like he's very like,
self-centered.
It's always like, he was saying, he's like, oh, being with you, like, I know you're going to elevate me so much. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, what about what you're going to do for her?
Yeah.
And again, all the things that he says, he's like, I'm scared I'll cheat. I'm like, so where do you, what do you bring to the table?
Yeah,
because
you're
scared you're going to cheat on her.
She's going to make you better.
Yeah, she's going to make you better. And you're going to be an amazing dad and you're awesome at this and you're a super hard worker. It's like, I'm not hearing you
talk about her.
Talk about her very often, which is kind of weird to me.
I agree. I always notice when couples on TV, one of them is like that, they always just talk about how the other person does stuff for them. Like, I love you because you make me feel like this.
Yeah.
You do this for me. You whatever. And it's nothing. It's all
self-serving. It's not inherently about the other person.
Yeah, not I love you because you, you know, are funny even. Like the bare minimum something. But I was going to say, one of his redeeming qualities, maybe this is just me seeing, you know, trying to be positive because I do feel like they probably are going to get married, is even though I feel like he talks a lot and he is a little bit, you know, leaning towards self-centered, which we all are, but he speaks it more than most.
Yeah, he's speaking his
He actually is decent at listening to, not criticism, but when she brings up something, like he isn't as defensive as I've seen before. Mm. Like even when
he's like open to it.
Yeah, he'll be like, oh, okay, sorry, I didn't realize. He's like breaking down these like toxic traits he has almost, which is a promising characteristic of somebody who's like willing to be like, oh yeah, I was saying that and it was self-centered. Oh, okay, yeah, I can see how. Like he's not too quick to be like, no, I didn't say that. Like, blah, blah.
Yeah, okay, interesting.
Like even when he said the thing about the gym.
Please.
And she was just like, that's crazy. And she was basically telling him, like, that's not what, whatever. He was like, okay, I can see how that would come across.
He was kind of receptive to
it.
Yeah.
Which the bar is in hell. Yeah. But that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is it's a promising characteristic for him.
I agree.
That I could see him, I don't know, listening to feedback and growing, you know?
That was good. Amy, what is his name? Is her name Amy?
I have
the
no
other
clue.
Couple. They're truly like boring me to tears, but they're sweet.
Tears, yeah.
Like anytime they come on the screen, I'm like, move along. Like, they're sweet, but they're like, neither of them are entertaining at all to me. But wait, where was I going with that? He kind of has like a bit of an insufferable personality to me, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They just need
normal people on the show.
I'll tell you why I'm saying this. When they were in like on their honeymoon or not honeymoon, I guess. What is it? The little getaway they do.
Mm-hmm.
On the show, they were like in the pool and he's like, babe, guess what? And she's like, what? He's like, chicken butt. I'm like, and I would have booked my ticket home that day. Like, that is so simple, but just sense of humor, I'm like, I can't deal with you. Something about, you know, he'll do stuff like that a lot. I'm like, I can't even think of the other one. There was another one recently where he's like, just a stupid like little thing. And I'm like, I'm not kidding. That might be.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you can't have it all. Sometimes it's, you got to take the sweet man with the cringe personality, like the cringe sense of humor over a funny douchebag, you know?
Oh, it's so true.
Sometimes you just got to deal with the chicken butt.
I'm like, why did that send me over the edge? Literally.
Chicken butt.
Oh, I'm just like, wow. That really. Oh, I remember what I'm thinking of. It's reversed, but Chelsea kind of has that humor as well, where she'll be like, I forget
what
it is. I
hate to tear down another woman, but it's not funny.
I know. There's been a few moments where I'm like, I can't. She did something with she's like, rock on, brother, or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know the specifics, but I can picture
said
it clear as day.
Something like that. And we like did this face and I was like, oh, no. Like,
and she's getting millennial.
It is. It's just, it's like the classic cringe millennial humor that people, I guess, make fun of. Which in general, Love is Blind is the most millennial of all time.
Yeah, because they're all very millennial.
Yeah. Just even the decor of the homes and like where they are and the outfits and like their vibes in general. But yeah. Anyway.
It sometimes makes you rethink how you speak. Because when you hear them using phrases that are very TikTok or Gen Z.
Like what?
like it's giving or I'm like, oh, is that what I say? Is that how I come across?
I know.
Like, you think you're in with the crowd. You think you're young and hip because you're on TikToks. You're like, it's giving in my whatever era.
No, but you know what?
That's okay.
Self-aware.
Yeah.
That's the piece. That's important. Yeah. Because you can kind of understand. Unfortunately, sometimes the self-awareness comes in hindsight, like it did with our TikTok dances. It's like in the moment, we're like, what?
And then, we're cool.
Yeah, we're cool. Like, it's cute. And then 2 years later, you're like, that was not it.
We're not giving what we thought we were giving.
No. But that's okay because that's growth. And some people, what I'm trying to say is some people never recognize that.
That's true.
So
at least we know.
At least you, have some self-awareness there. Because I'd venture to say some of the people on that show would not have that level of awareness to be like, was that cringy? Or like, should I have done that? They just think that it's hilarious.
I know. You know what? I will give Chelsea her roses because on social media, she is taking it everything like a champ.
Really?
And people are hating on her. Like,
dang.
I see so many videos that are just plain mean about her. Like her looks, just her faces that she makes. Like,
oh, that's kind of sad.
And she will just kind of joke, like laugh with the people, you know.
That's an amazing quality.
That's all you
can do. I hadn't really watched it yet, but it was when she had likened herself unto Megan Fox or whatever. And then she made a few TikToks being like, basically like making fun of herself. And I do think that is an amazing quality to be able to like laugh with people and like be in on the joke. I think it's if you want to have any longevity, like you have to be in on the joke, especially in a situation like that. Like if you're going to double down or if you're going to be like super embarrassed, which is completely would make sense for you to feel like actually really hurt by people being, especially if you have no experience being in the limelight like that. And then all of a sudden people are like, you're just saying all these horrible things, to be able to take it and be like, yeah, like, oops, haha, that's
it is
pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
So slay. I agree. I'll be shocked to see if they actually get married. I'm just shook by this whole show. I cannot believe these are people's real lives. It's like blowing my mind.
We have to talk about when Jimmy, everyone's talking about it, when they were arguing on the terrace. Actually, I don't know if it was on the terrace, but on like their patio or balcony or whatever. And he was like, are you asking me to take a step back? She's like, yes, I would like that. He's like, I'm not willing to take a step back. And then just walked aside.
He actually is like growing on me more and more where I'm like,
that's what people are saying. Like, girl, you made me side with Jimmy.
Yeah, which is crazy because it's like you got to do quite a bit to make me choose a man over you.
Yeah, any man.
Any man. And I do feel like that where I'm like, that fight was really,
it was really
bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It was not good to watch that.
No.
It was like, it made her look really bad.
Yeah.
And
it did.
That would be so eye-opening to fight on camera and then like watch it back and be like, oh,
I'm the problem.
I'm in the wrong. Like that would be so.
I am the problem.
Shocking to be like in the moment you're like thinking, because she baited him into that conversation.
She was like fishing. Remember I was telling you like the Jessica thing or Jess?
Yeah.
She's like, you're with Jess. And he's like, what? Who told you that? She's like, just like wanting him to be like, yeah, like thinking he'll admit something. She's just so insecure about it.
She was literally baiting him just from the beginning, though. Even in that whole conversation, she was like, they were not in a fight at all.
No.
They were like having a good night.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, I just don't want to be with someone like that. And he's like, what? Like, it just escalated so quickly. I feel like it made her look so bad.
I know. Anyway. And he's technically doing everything right. Again, there could be something where it's maybe not just her insecurity overall. Maybe she senses that he doesn't actually like her. Like, there is something missing there where she's sensing something we don't see necessarily. But he's doing everything.
He's saying everything right, at least.
Yeah, like even to his family, to his friends, like he seems, if you took out all the other context, you would think, oh yeah,
he's obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interested to see if they actually end up.
I know, we'll see.
Because as it's being shown, it looks like they're going to get married and I'm shocked by that information.
I know.
Anyway, staying tuned for that. Let me see if I had anything else that I wanted to. No, I think all of this just has to do with today's episode. So
I'm sorry for everybody if you can just on this video see me moving so much because I'm just getting to the point where this baby's crushing my ribs and kicking me. And if you see me holding my stomach, it's literally me holding him in because I feel like he's gonna hurt me. So
gonna
sorry.
Jump out.
Yeah.
It's probably uncomfortable to like sit upright on a couch as well. Also, I'm kind of slouching. Okay, well, what are some things you're manifesting?
For myself?
Yeah.
Okay, well, like I said, I promise at some point what I talk about will not pertain to my house or pregnancy. But that's just all my life is right now. It's like prepping. Same. My March manifestations all pretty much have to do with birth prep, getting ready to not only birth the baby. So I'm taking that like birth class. It's called hypnoactive birthing it's like the Curtis method for those who've messaged me and asked me. I'm trying to cram those in. Like I've procrastinated the classes and it's pretty long. So I'm like trying to watch them all in my free time, take notes, do the meditations, listen to all the affirmations, do all that stuff. And I'm also just trying to, with this course and while I'm prepping for like postpartum and trying to get everything ready and trying to get everything streamlined so that after, right before I give birth, when I give birth and after, I'm not stressed. I'm not like anxious about anything. I'm just, all I have to worry about is the baby and just like being with my family and stuff like that. I'm just trying to reduce my anxiety this month and just build my confidence because I feel like even last time, I mean, this time, I've given birth before, so I know I can do it. Last time I was like, oh my gosh, there's this thing that's looming that I don't know anything about. I've never done it. Like I'm very inexperienced. I'm scared of this and this and this. So now I have like a different confidence going into it. But still, I think there's always, at least for me and just my personality, like I always will be a little bit worried or, thinking of what could go wrong, what I want to happen. So these meditations I've been doing from this class and like affirmations have been really helping. It's like repetitive, positive affirmations. And in the meditation, she says, like, the more that you hear positive affirmations, like repetition is really important to change your mindset about it. So I've been trying to do that, trying to stay positive, trying to just, not worry about what I can't control because you can't. So just been trying to be like, okay, whatever happens, happens. Whatever this is, there has been a little bit of a sense of, I loved my last birth. So there's a little bit of me like clinging to like, I want it to be exactly like that again. How do I recreate that? And I think I'm just trying to be like, how this
open to like new possibilities.
Yeah. How this birth looks, how, however he wants to come into this world, however this postpartum journey looks, it can be special and great in its own way. It doesn't have to be exactly the same. That's literally all I'm doing.
Yeah. I wouldn't expect when we were like prepping this episode, I'm like, it would be hard to like with where you're at.
Yeah.
It's like hard to be like, here are my goals and dreams for this month. It's like, I just want to literally give birth and at some point and have it be decently good experience.
Yeah. So the little things, I've just been taking my supplements. I've been doing all the, as we spoke, I've been drinking date smoothies. It's been
grossing rough. Out.
Yeah, that's just so sweet. And here's the other thing is that I remembered why dates freak me out. I used to go to this local farmer's market years ago in Arizona. And it was just always, there was like a farm stand kind of thing. And they had really cheap produce, but you had to like eat it right away. Like you couldn't just like buy. It's not like from Whole Foods or something. You buy it and it lasts like a couple days or whatever. So it was super fresh, but I went and got dates from this place in a container. And there were spiders, baby, like spider webs and like little bugs in these dates. Like I had opened them up and looked. And so I think that has scarred me. Like I was like, why do I get so freaked out by dates and just like, I can't do it. And so I'm trying to work through that trauma.
Oh my gosh, that's real. I had that one time with broccoli. There were little bugs like all in the broccoli. And you know how broccoli already is kind of, so if you're not like really looking, and there were literally just like bugs all over it, and it scarred me for months. I was like, I cannot eat broccoli.
No.
And now every time I get it, I am like inspecting it. Yes. I'm washing it. It's almost the price you pay. Like sometimes when things are really fresh, they don't have like
or organic, they're not sprayed.
Yeah.
So they're going to have bugs.
I've talked about this a million times, but one time Leif and I went to Sweet Green. It's a salad place. And there was a cricket in Leif's
salad. Oh, yeah.
Like full on. I mean, it was dead, but it was like a full on cricket. And at first I'm like, that is disgusting. And it still is, but it's like, well, also I guess it just is like
fresh from the farm.
Fresh. Yeah. Literally fresh ingredients. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is disgusting.
I know.
That would scar me.
I know. So I've just been like, doing the supplements, prepping things, pampering myself. I've scheduled like facials, like prenatal massages, still doing like chiropractor just to like relax and, you know, try to stay not stressed.
Nice.
So that's really it. I've been doing some prenatal yoga.
Nice.
And it scares me sometimes when I do like a yoga flow and I realize how long it's been since, like, I'll do like a certain pose
that you've like
stretch,
done stuff.
And I'm like, oh, that muscle exists. Like, I haven't touched that muscle in months.
You know what I want to do? I want to go to some like prenatal yoga class or something with like a sound bath, like the sound bowl things.
Yeah.
Is that called the sound bath?
Yeah.
When they like do this?
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound so nice?
That sounds so nice.
I don't know if it exists around here, but
I would love that.
Like, that sounds so relaxing.
Like a class with an instructor who knows.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds so nice.
You know.
Well, my March manifestation is to rebrand my entire life. I kind of share the same sentiment where obviously I'm not as far along in my pregnancy, but I do just like, as much as I'm saying these are like goals and whatever, at the same time, I kind of just want to be like healthy and happy this month because I've obviously just been pretty sick my entire pregnancy. And I feel like I had probably the first day like a few days ago where I didn't feel super nauseous. And it's amazing. I don't want to jinx it. But also I'm like, I think that's why I have a little more motivation now to be like, oh, I want to whatever.
Yeah.
Like, not even necessarily like the nesting urge. The nesting urge is there a little bit for me. But it's also just like I haven't had motivation to do just everyday things for a long time. And I haven't felt like myself for a long time doing IVF before even getting pregnant. So I think now that I'm feeling like decent, I'm almost like in turbo mode being like, okay, I want to do everything that I've been thinking about for the past, like that I have had no inspiration or motivation for. And one of those things is just, again, this does go with like the nesting thing, is just getting a lot more organized. And I have been doing that. I've been vlogging, like cleaning out my office area. And yesterday I cleaned out like half of my pantry. Took forever.
That does take so long.
And just got some organizational stuff in there, which felt really nice. So I'm kind of like chipping away at those types of things. So I'm manifesting, you know, healthy, happy vibes for this month. But also, I haven't had much motivation or like haven't been documenting as much as I thought I would with my pregnancy and just with life in general. I feel like lately I've always been such, obviously, taking pictures of everything, taking videos of everything, making so much content just because I love doing it. And yeah, I just feel like everything but the absolute necessities has kind of like gone by the wayside the past 6 months for me, where it's just like, I just have to get my work done. A lot of my creative energy is going towards my house right now, like picking out things and making a ton of decisions. And I don't know, you only have so much energy, especially creatively, to give. So anyway, all that being said, I was looking at my Instagram and I was realizing that it does not reflect who I believe I am. And I just was like looking at it. I love going on Pinterest and pinning photos that inspire me. I just did that the other day on my stories. It just like it brings me so much literal serotonin and inspiration. And even though, you know, is my Instagram the most important thing that I need to focus on and rebrand at this moment in time? No, but it also does make me happy. Like, I love to use my creativity and take fun photos and kind of create a vibe. So I've been thinking about that a little more. Now, I hesitated even bringing this up because if the rebrand doesn't happen,
don't hold you to it.
Yeah, mind your business. Because I'm not like dedicated to now making my Instagram amazing or something like that. But I do feel like I've had a little more motivation lately to be like taking pictures of some things. Like, I was just telling Chelsea, you know how people do those Polaroids of how far along they are in pregnancy? Like, they start at like 7 weeks and then they go to when they're due. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have done nothing like that. Like, I have not. I've taken some iPhone photos here and there, which is great. But like the other day, I just had Leif take a photo of me in our living room. I'm like, just, I need some documentation of like my stomach growing. I haven't really been shooting many, like, I don't know, fun things. And I think it's the contrast of like, I thought when I got pregnant, I would be like, just
even more than
usual. Like documenting every moment and the bump growing and making like fun content for you guys too. And I'm like, wow, I feel like I'm kind of like letting myself down a little bit, where I was looking at my TikTok and I hadn't posted in like a week. And I was realizing like haven't been doing any fun type of like pregnancy content, which I was like excited to be. I don't know. So not that I'm putting pressure on myself to do that. Like I said, my number one priority is just to be like healthy and happy and be feeling good. And so whatever I'm motivated to do, I will do that.
Yeah.
But I hope that this month I have a little bit more time to be creative than just I have been, I guess.
Than just trying to survive.
Yeah. Yeah.
You still got time. Yeah. I know it is weird because you do think before you're pregnant, well, especially because I can relate with being sick, like before you're pregnant, the ideas of, you know, a gender reveal or even just your announcement photos or documenting like, oh, every week I'm going to do this or things like that. You're so excited and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. And then when you're sick, it just, can't think of anything. No. You can't think of doing anything.
Everything goes away.
Yeah. So it's valid.
So.
But you do, you still have time. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. And hopefully I just keep feeling better. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe the third trimester will like knock me down again, but I'm like, whatever. Any day that I feel decent, I'm just like, amazing. Yeah. I'll take advantage of it and just focus on one day at a time. But yeah, those are kind of my goals. And I think just also with like my style, it is hard when your body is changing to be like, I don't know, not changing up your style, but even having a style, I feel like, especially I never had have felt super like connected to my personal style where I'm like, oh, this is me. And so now adding on like my size changing and like my whatever, it is hard. But I think I've been a little bit more motivated, like not at all from an outside perspective of like, oh, I need to post cute things. But just for myself, I've been like, I have really just been trying to be in the energy with my house, with my style, and with basically everything of either going into a store or being online, whatever, and picking something that speaks to me, not something that I've like seen a million times. And I'm like such a trend follower, don't get me wrong. I feel like I have all the like classic, whatever, trendy things when it comes to style. But I've just been trying to like kind of, I don't know, not maybe lead as much with like, oh, I'm trying to recreate this outfit and just be like, oh, I like this top. That would maybe be cute with these pants I have. I don't know. Which, again, not groundbreaking whatsoever. But I think sometimes it's easy to just fall into like trends and and just recreating things you've already seen because it's like sometimes easier.
Yeah.
So
you panic when you start to feel like, oh my gosh, am I losing myself? Like my identity? Where it's not even internal. It's a lot of the times, at least, again, speaking from personal experience, when I feel like that postpartum pregnancy, it's because so many external things are changing as well.
Yeah.
So then you start to be like, oh, whoa, now I have to kind of go with the flow. Who am I? I want to make sure that I'm not losing myself in this or like losing things that I.
Yes. There are so many things that are like out of your control.
Yeah.
And so it's like sometimes I am like, oh, am I just trying to like control some aspect of like something, which maybe is true. But I think it's a good opportunity to just be like, I don't know. What do I like? What do I want? Like the pregnancy in general is like a good time to reflect maybe a little bit. Yeah. So, but again, when you're like sick, I'm like, I don't care about reflecting.
No.
Like just let me survive.
Well, and sometimes when you have bigger ideas too before or expectations of these cool photos you're going to do or like documenting it in a really cool way, it makes it less motivating to just like take the smaller pictures of like, oh, just me in the mirror today.
Because
you're like, well, I want to do this. And so if you don't do the big thing that you wanted to do, sometimes you forget to do all the little.
It's true.
Sometimes.
It's true. And obviously, like
like you said, I just need to take a picture. Just take a picture of me standing here.
Literally.
Yeah.
Just so I can like look back on it and be like, oh, that's what I was when I was this amount of weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's also you don't ever want it to feel like a chore because I think the beauty of my career has been that I love it.
Yeah.
I genuinely enjoy, like I said, it's not about like, oh, I have to do all these cool photos so that people think it's cool. It's that I love to do that. And that I've loved to do that since I was 13 years old is like do photo shoots and set things up and make things a moment and create an aesthetic and, you know, take something from my brain to have it be in a video format or a photo format. And so it's like, with such a huge life change that's so fun to document in my, it's just, it's the expectation versus the reality, I guess. It's like, in my head before I got pregnant, that was going to be so fun. And I was going to constantly be setting up all these shoots. And like, I had all these ideas. And now I'm just like, again, it's just been different than I thought. But that's fine. And I'm realizing like, that's how I feel. So I'm not going to push it. And like I said, like, create a chore for myself where it's like, I need to create amazing content.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm obviously to a degree, yeah, like it's my job and I should like take it seriously. But at the same time, if I'm like barely surviving, then I need to just like prioritize my health and happiness. So
definitely.
Yeah. Those are the vibes.
Nice.
For this month, personally, I guess.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. And that's why we love Quince. I'm sure you've heard about Quince before. Maybe you've seen them on social media, people sharing their favorite sweaters from there or something, but it is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. Just the best of both worlds. And they have the cutest stuff. One of my favorite sweaters that I wear all the time, it's like a white crew neck sweater, is from Quince, and I get so many compliments on it, and it feels so luxury, but it is so affordable. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. I got Case a little cashmere set. They have some kid stuff that are really, really cute. They also have home stuff as well. I've gotten some napkins from there just to like put on when I have people over for dinner or something like that. That just elevates the whole vibe. And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So you're getting quite the bang for your buck.
I have two different silk skirts from Quince that I really love. I have like a champagne colored one that's kind of more maxi midi vibes. And then I have a mini skirt that's black, and it's so comfy and feels very, very high quality. So by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us, which is amazing. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/whatwesaid for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That is quince.com/whatwesaid to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/whatwesaid.
You know what I take every single morning and don't miss a day is my Just Thrive probiotic. We've talked about this brand before because we love them so much. We actually had one of the founders on, Tina. The episode's called Trust Your Gut from a while ago. And we learned all about the microbiome, all about gut health, and how much it actually affects your day-to-day life. And she told us all about their probiotic, and I have been sold ever since. And like I said, I take it every day. She was talking about how important it is, especially while you're pregnant, and to, pass that down to your kids is a good gut health, good microbiome.
This has also been a part of my routine. Also, they have, Just Thrive has like probiotic gummies now. So they have their same formula in gummy form, which has been really nice for pregnancy specifically when I wasn't feeling great, because it sometimes is hard to take like a bunch of supplements when you're just stomach is not feeling well and stuff grosses you out. So being able to take the gummies is really nice. They also have Just Calm, which is their breakthrough new stress soothing formula from Just Thrive. So it's a mood lifting blend that is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And their Just Thrive probiotic, again, we had Tina on, she gave us all the details about it, but it's a spore probiotic that helps with like bloat and constipation and just your gut health in general so that you can produce more serotonin and just wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. I have gotten my mom on this whenever she's in town, when we're eating lunch, she gets it out of her little purse and she's like, I'm taking my Just Thrive. She loves it too. Plus it supports better sleep. So we just love this company so, so much. We really, really believe in them and back them. So right now when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code What We Said, you can get 20% off of a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm. That's like getting a month for free. And a portion of every purchase goes to Vitamin Angels, which is a nonprofit organization that saves the lives of millions of children and moms-to-be around the world by ensuring that they get the vitamins and minerals they need to stay healthy and strong. So to learn more about this company, don't miss our episode called Trust Your Gut. It's one of our top episodes. Take control today with Just Thrive. Go check it out. Should we go into some like predictions we have?
Yes. I'm excited to get into these. Well, first of all, we have to talk about Kendall and Devin.
Of course. That was number one on my list.
Because they're back together. They've got to be.
I believe it.
I feel like when people you know, and I might be just speaking from personal experience, when people break up and then they get back together,
it's endgame.
Especially like people who were serious and they weren't going off and on, off and on, off and on. They're like dating, very serious. You think they're going to get engaged and then they break up for a while and then they get back together. I feel like they always get married. Like they always, they're just like, we're not messing around this time. It's now or never. And I feel as though they might get engaged. Not soon, maybe, but this time around.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So they've been spotted. I don't think there's been any official photos of them together, but they've,
yeah.
Because have you seen any new ones?
I thought I got tagged in one. I didn't know if it was real or not, though.
That wasn't an actual photo from 2024. I don't think, because I was looking it up and I couldn't find any. I feel like that would be blasted everywhere if they were back together. But Kendall was in Arizona.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Riding a horse. The
on
Saguaro,
Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day with Saguaro cactus. Mm-hmm. It was Arizona.
Yes.
And that was the day he had a game, too, which she wasn't there. But obviously, I was thinking of how annoying that would be to, like, be dating someone, but you don't want all these rumors. So it's like you literally can't go to your boyfriend's game because you're like, well, then it's just gonna whatever. So, but she was in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And before that, what was it? They'd been spotted or something had
been
said.
They were in the same suite at the Super Bowl.
That's what it was.
In the same suite.
Yeah.
Which, like, come on.
And then Devin Booker was wearing Kai. He's wearing Kylie's
and
brand.
She posted.
And she reposted it and was like, D Book and Kai. It's like, okay. You're obviously, if they're not on good terms, you're not posting that.
No,
as her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Especially publicly.
Yeah, no.
Wait, I need to see if he follows her.
Follows Kylie?
Kendall.
Oh.
I know he still follows Kylie and Kim, I think. Oh. Wait, he doesn't follow any of them.
Really?
I'm shocked.
He doesn't follow Kim anymore?
No.
Wait.
And he doesn't follow Kylie either.
Really?
Wait, that's weird. I thought he did.
Wait,
I
does
swear.
Kim follow him? Maybe that's what it was.
No, but I think Kylie follows him. Let me see. Okay, so Kim doesn't follow him. Let me see if Kylie does. Kylie did at one point. Ooh, she only follows 93. Okay, so none of them follow each other.
Okay.
Okay, broken up again. No, but I fully believe that they could be.
And then they were in Cabo at the same time.
Yes. Then they were in Cabo together, essentially. Mm-hmm. They are back together.
They've got to be.
At least they're working it out, or they're seeing if there's...
But you're not with your serious ex like
that.
No. It's like, we just happen to be at the same place, same time.
No.
Ugh, I want them to get married so
Me
bad.
Too. Me too.
I really do. I hope it works out.
I don't want to say I never lost faith, but I kind of feel like I never did.
I know.
Like, I was always just like, it's them. But I'm telling you.
They're end game.
Their energy matches so well. Mm-hmm. That there's just something about them together that I'm like, it just makes sense. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And her with Bad Bunny did not make sense to me.
No, not to anybody, I don't think.
Like, I did not believe that would last for two seconds. It lasted longer than I actually expected it to. But I was always just like waiting for it to be done. I'm like, they're not. That's not endgame, I feel like, at all. So I feel like the fact that Booker went to Courtney's wedding. There were a lot of things about their relationship that just seemed like very serious.
Endgame.
Because I feel like Kendall also doesn't take relationships lightly. And she's not like, just posting here and there unless it's like
serious.
The real deal. So I believe that it could definitely be a thing.
I know.
And
stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the pregnancy announcement.
That's the thing.
No, that's the thing, isn't it?
That's the thing.
And that's why they had to get back together quickly. She saw my announcement and what happened very shortly after.
She called Devin, said, you up?
Yep. A few weeks later, they're back together.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. She's like, this is my closest chance at like having a kid, you know?
For sure.
Their child would be perfect.
Perfect. They might be my favorite celebrity couple if they're together.
I love them so much. Their vibes are... They match so well.
I know. That's the thing is they make me like the other one more.
Yes,
when they're
exactly.
Together.
They like elevate each other. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking
I like
too,
them more as a couple than I honestly do on their own.
Same. And I feel like they elevate each other's everything. Like
exactly.
I feel like
Instagram's never been better than when he was dating Kendall.
And I feel like I was wondering, would his style be what it is without Kendall? I don't think it would.
I don't think so.
I think that she had a big impact on, because I think he has amazing style. And I'm sure some of that is his own doing, but I feel like a big part of it is Kendall's influence. Yeah. They dated for years, and that was like really when his style was like coming into fruition.
Did they date while he was building his house or remodeling his house? Because even his house, I'm like, she has got to have had some say
in
that.
And they both
as well.
Have those like art installations, the like James Turrell light thing. So I'm like, she had impact on a lot of these things, which make me like him more because he like, and then I feel like his love for cars and like the cars that he, his car collection and stuff, I feel like has. Maybe
same
she's always
hers.
Had that too, but it's influenced each other.
Yeah, either they influence each other or they're truly twin flames because they both love the same things.
And they're both like tall Scorpios. Like it just, something about it hits. So I really, really hope that they just end up together.
Same.
Next prediction or thing that I'm putting out there is, well, actually, I was going to ask you, when is the Kardashians coming back, the show?
I have no clue.
I feel like they've been quiet.
When did it end? Like recently, kind of.
No, I feel like it was forever ago.
Oh, maybe it was ended in maybe October or something like that.
Something. This is not a pop culture prediction. I just wanted to get your thought on Kylie's perfume.
Kylie's perfume?
She's just coming out with a perfume.
Oh, heavens. I didn't even know that. Kylie,
girl, we don't need another product from you. I love her. And I think she's always on the pulse.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
you don't
something
need
about
perfume.
The Kylie Cosmetics, Kai now. Yeah. And now you're doing this perfume called Cosmic. I think
within a year of each other?
I think it's within the Kylie Cosmetics thing. And it actually looks like, I'm like, okay, I kind of want it.
Yeah.
The notes that they were explaining, like, and the marketing for it, have you seen any of the photos or anything?
Mm-mm.
Like, I mean, it looks great. But I'm just like, how many products can you come out with, girl?
You got to stop. I'm sorry, Kylie. I do love you, but you've got to stop. We don't need any more from you specifically.
And, no, and it's like, it's hard because when she does something, she always does it pretty well. Like, so this is the bottle.
Okay.
Well, there's like three different bottles.
So is it under Kylie Cosmetics or it's its own brand?
I think
brand?
It's under Kylie Cosmetics.
Okay, that's different.
Cosmic, just, her debut fragrance.
Maybe if it's just a product under, okay, I'm so sorry. My stomach is going crazy right now.
Oh, it's fine.
I swear he's literally doing somersaults. Okay. It's cool.
Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
But
if it's just a product, maybe, yeah. But I thought you were saying it was like a full-on new business.
I think it's just a product within Kylie Cosmetics, which makes it a little bit better. But I feel like just once you keep doing this, and maybe I'm completely off, but I feel like once you just bombard with new products constantly, it just loses the flavor.
Exactly.
Like, it's just, to me, like, the only, I don't know.
Sometimes
Skims,
you just gotta focus on one thing and make it the best.
And just, yes, and do it right. Like, Skims, I feel like, is a really good example of just, like, everything they come out with is good. They do really cool campaigns. They have, like, fresh faces. It's like Usher, Lana Del Rey. They, like, really go out of their way to make it cool. And even when Kim was like, I'm bringing back, like, the makeup, I'm like, that's great. And I know a lot of people were asking, but I'm like, personally, when you're doing Skin by Kim, now lip liners again,
Skin
I'm
by
just like,
Kim.
Stop. Just stop. Do Skims.
Yeah.
Skims is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You can elevate it and you can go in so many different directions. You already have. You're literally they're like the underwear of the NBA. They have so many cool things they do. Keep doing that.
Yeah.
Stop doing new businesses. And just the fragrance, like when I saw it, I'm like, my reaction was immediately just like,
really?
Really? Another thing.
Which I feel like is probably everyone's reaction to it because it's so like just over consumerism.
Yes. And another thing I was seeing a video about that I was like, oh, that makes sense. They weren't talking about Kylie Jenner at all, but it was this guy talking about just like marketing and stuff and how there are certain brands that like celebrities do that just don't hit. And it's just like, we don't care. And then there's certain ones that just really do. And it's like the difference is the heart and the soul behind what you're doing. And he was saying how Rode is like really successful and it appears like you believe that Hailey cares about it.
Exactly.
Like she cares about skincare and she has for a long time. She has literally amazing skin.
Yeah.
And she goes above
and
beyond.
All she posts about,
yes.
Like, she talks about it so much. She loves it. You can tell. Yeah.
You can tell it's like she's passionate about it. And I'm trying to remember the other. I feel that way about Skims, too.
Yeah.
It's like Kim is passionate about shapewear.
Yeah.
She always has been. She loves comfy stuff. Like, it makes sense for her.
Yeah.
And even Chloe with Good American, she's passionate about, like, inclusivity and jeans. And, like, it But there's certain business endeavors where it's just like,
you can tell it's a money grab.
Yes, you can tell. It's like, okay, so you just got, like, especially with certain TikTokers or influencers who have blown up overnight, and then they just like come out with all these brands, and it's like, you don't care about that. And I sense that. And it doesn't matter how many followers you have, I'm not going to purchase that because I don't believe in your vision at all.
No, and you can sense it. Another good one that you believe they love it is Shay Mitchell with Base, I feel like.
Mm.
Like, she's always the face. Like, she's always doing stuff with it. She's always talking about it. She's very passionate when she, like, introduces a new product. Did you see their, like, cleaning? They just opened up, like, a little
shop. Yeah, I did see something like that. Yeah.
It was, like, a car wash, but for your luggage. Like, she just always is having, like, good ideas and niching down on it. Yeah, she comes out with a lot of products within Base, but it's all about, she started because she loved traveling, and she was known to be traveling all the time. So she was like, I'm going to make my own luggage, and...
Same with Emma Chamberlain and her coffee. Like, I don't see as much. Well, I still think she's passionate about it. I don't see her post as much about it now, or like, you know, she doesn't vlog as much maybe. But in the early days, it's like that was her whole personality.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like coffee and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it makes so much sense. And it's just like you can just see right through when people are trying to just literally make money. There's an example, but I feel bad saying it.
Well, speaking of, did you see that Bella Hadid is coming out with a new brand?
No, it's about time. What is it?
It's called Orabella.
Okay.
It's O R A Bella.
Okay.
She's only done a couple posts, and it's like reveal your alchemy or something alchemy. And so people looked into it, and because at first I was like, what the heck is this going to be? Because she's already
Kin Euphorics, right?
Yeah. I don't know what she necessarily is to Kin. I don't think she's like a founder, but
she's like a part of it.
Yeah.
To some degree.
So something about alchemy, I was like, okay. Doesn't seem like clothes. I don't know. So people were looking into it and saying that it is like a fragrance brand. So maybe candles. Or they were saying it has listed like candles, fragrance, like body care, skincare, things like that.
Okay.
And the branding is cute. And again, it's like this could be, I mean, we'll see what it is. But this could be her thing. Because even with Kin, I'm like,
just
okay.
Just make me believe it. Like if you...
If it
start
embodies
a brand,
who you are.
Yes, make me believe it. Mm-hmm. I better believe that you use that product every day, that you're obsessed with it, that it solved a problem for you. Like, there has to be something. It's not just, that's why I was saying with the, like, lip balm thing when Kylie was like, new lip butters. I'm like, you're not solving a problem.
Mm-mm.
There's a million brands that do this. Even with Rode doing that phone case with the lip balm.
I love the phone case.
I'm like,
I want it.
You killed it.
Yeah.
Because you actually...
I need
that. Yeah, you did something unique.
Yeah.
That's like not been done before that, or maybe
it's
it
very
has,
handy.
But it's,
most girls hold their lip gloss or something in their hand or have in their pocket.
Solves a problem. Mm-hmm. Really smart branding, like branding wise and marketing
perspective. Because only yours fits in there.
Yes, because only yours fits. So they have to buy your lip gloss as well. Looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is a vibe. Like you've done something there.
Yeah.
Coming out with a... Anyway, there was this whole thing where they were like, why did she... You know, because obviously Hailey is one of her good friends and that's her whole personality is doing Rode. And then she comes out with like kind of similar lip butter. Because I think that the ingredients, people were saying, they're like, the ingredients
really?
Are identical. I don't know that. I haven't looked into it. But then they posted about each other's lip balm. So I think they were trying to put an end to like...
The rumors.
Some kind of comparison. Which is fine. Again, I don't think that just because your friend did something, you can't. But I'm just saying, it's like, we don't need another lip product.
Definitely
we really
not.
Just don't.
No, we really, really
we
don't.
We really don't. We have top
thousands.
Contenders that are amazing, and we don't need the same thing bottled in a different bottle.
Unless I only need to use it once a year.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
Jinx.
We just talked for 10 years about that one
about branding. That was all my...
Predictions?
Yeah.
I have
one that I want to happen that's not necessarily a prediction, but... I'm very invested and I want Brooke Schofield to date someone like iconic. And I don't know who.
Slay.
But I just want that for her.
That would be a moment.
Not that she needs a man, but I just feel like I could see her dating somebody just absolutely iconic. And I just want to be happy for her.
That would be amazing.
And she would be someone... You know when you already love somebody and then they get in a couple, it makes you love them even more.
Yeah. It just elevates them, like we were saying. or they can elevate each other.
Exactly. Has to be the right one, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the opposite effect. If they start dating someone, it's like, oh gosh.
True. I had one that I was like, oh, this could be a good prediction. That's like, but then I'm like, wait, should we keep this for ourselves? I was going to say, Tana and Brooke, I think, should do a smoothie with Erewhon. Because I feel like that's almost off-brand a little bit. Not off-brand, but like,
I know
what you
mean.
It makes sense, but it doesn't. Yeah. It's like ironic in a way.
It's like very LA, but not.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like feeding into just like the classic LA narrative.
Mm-hmm.
But you know it would sell like hotcakes.
Oh, I would go.
You know the girlies would be there,
mm-hmm.
you know, 24/7 to get it. And I feel like they could almost put like some type of funny twist on it.
Yeah.
Like they could make a really good smoothie, but then be like, there's sea moss. And like, you know how they are just being like, kind of making fun of the LA vibe, mm-hmm. but also being a part of it.
That's genius.
I feel like they could play into it in like a really smart way. And I feel like people would eat it up quite literally.
Definitely.
Like, but then I was quite like, wait, should we do a smoothie with Erewhon?
We'll take it.
We're available.
In case we maybe missed your email. we can
I
do that.
I think it went to spam, but Erewhon, we are available to do a smoothie if you
pink
want.
Pink and blue smoothie.
If you want a pink and blue, what we said smoothie, we're there.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Erewhon smoothie. Like, call me basic LA. I love that they do those smoothie collabs.
Yeah.
It's genius. They're always so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're like $20. It's a bit astronomical.
How was the Sophia one?
It was really good.
Really?
Hailey
Bieber one is just so
I would
good.
Order Hailey's over Sophia's.
Yeah.
But it still was like.
Still slapped.
It was slapped. Yeah. It hit for sure.
I have been thinking about that buffalo cauliflower from Erewhon.
It's so good.
So good.
It is so,
I'm so hungry.
I'm so hungry. I was just telling Tyson when I was there. I'm like, I love it so much here. Like when I walk in here, I feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel genuinely happy.
The
and
they stock the aisles.
And just the options.
I want
like,
my pantry to look like that.
The endless options of
not
just
a thing out of
food.
Place.
It's so good.
I swear
good.
You take out an apple and like another one comes to the forefront.
It's incredible. I really love it. And I feel like it's one of those things, to me, it's not overrated. Like, yes, it's so expensive, but I
overpriced,
feel-
Overpriced, maybe not
overpriced,
overrated.
Yeah, 100%. But it's not overrated. Like, when I go in there, I always- have a good experience. Like I leave and I'm like, that was good food.
Yeah.
That was a delicious smoothie. I feel happy.
Yeah.
And it's like healthy.
Yeah.
It's a big slay. Okay. My only other prediction is like, I feel like a big podcast will split up this year. Us.
Cool. You're like, no. I feel like one of them is like over it and she's not ready to tell her co-star yet, but.
The vibes have been weird lately. No, honestly, I kind of hate to say it. I feel like maybe BFFs.
I could see that. You know what?
I
could see that.
I like all of them individually. I think that I could just see all of them starting to go in like very different directions with their career and being like, this just like doesn't make sense for us anymore.
No.
I don't know though. I honestly haven't watched in a
Me
while.
Neither.
Which is maybe why I feel like it's like, I don't want to say it's like losing. I don't know. Maybe it's still, it's obviously very popular. And honestly, when I see clips, I like love them on TikTok. I think it's funny. But I could just picture, like, them all just kind of going in different directions.
Yeah.
So.
I could see that.
Lastly, things I'm putting into the universe, Maria becoming the Bachelorette.
Yes.
I really think would be.
So
they
good.
Would be stupid not to.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know who, like, comes in second or whatever. Or
maybe they should have Pilot Pete on for round two.
Wow. I was talking to Tyson about
chance.
Another one of the universe things I'm putting out to the universe that we talked about is. Trisha Paytas going on Traitors.
Oh, I wrote that down
has
actually
to happen.
Too. It has to happen.
But I was talking to Tyson about Traitors. He's like, oh, it's the best show. And I was like, I'm obsessed. And we were talking about it. And he's like, oh, I hate Pilot Pete on it though. And I was like, wait, I'm kind of obsessed. And he's like, really? And we were getting into it about it.
defending Pete.
Literally. Never thought I'd see the day. But he was just saying, he's like, I hate how he just like acts so like in control and like, it's this. And I'm like, to be fair, he's literally correct.
Yeah.
And Tyson's like, yeah, true. He's like, I just don't like his like vibe.
Cockiness,
with how,
maybe.
Yeah, kind of how cocky he is. And I was like, okay, I that's fair. We didn't get to talk about it for too long. But yeah, I think we need to get Maria on the pod, number one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
Maria,
where are you?
Maria.
I feel like she would just be amazing as the Bachelorette. I feel like
the guy
season,
she would have would be so fun.
Yes, I feel like this season has been revived or like, I feel like maybe the Golden Bachelor revived
mm-hmm.
the normal
and
Bachelor.
Joey.
and Joey being so, he's like the perfect bachelor.
Yeah.
But I do feel like they need to like keep casting really good people mm-hmm. or like it's done again.
Casting is everything.
It's everything.
With Love is Blind, it's like, let's get casting nailed down. And I think it's just hard sometimes when people know what they're getting into. That's why the first seasons of shows are just always so much better, because people are like, eh, we'll see what happens. I'm just going to do it for fun. And they're normal people
it's
usually.
True.
And
then after go on there with like an agenda.
Yeah. But I'm hoping for the best.
Same. I would love if she was Bachelorette. Well, same. Those were the main ones.
Yeah.
I have more I keep talking, but I feel like that was
great.
Those were the main ones. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can talk more about some stuff next week.
And we'll see if some of them come true.
Yeah. I like episodes like this.
Same.
Where we just chat.
This is what we usually talk about normally.
Yeah. Probably because it doesn't feel like we're even doing any work. We're just chatting. It's fun.
True.
Thank you guys so much for listening this week or for watching on YouTube. You guys can subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's Just What We Said podcast. On TikTok, we've been posting some clips. It's just mm-hmm. What We Said if you want to follow along. And then on Instagram, What We Said podcast. You guys can subscribe on the Apple or Spotify app to keep updated. But we love you guys so, so much. And
that's what we said. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.